Yes. Hi, Randy.
Thank you. Another minute. 11 and a half. So I would like to call this regular board meeting of Snohomish Regional Fire and Rescue on September 24th to order. Chief, would you lead the flag salute there at the station, please?
You bet. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I would like to ask, is there any public comment? I heard no public comment. I would ask any IAFF comment. Michael?
No comment, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, sir.
Any comments from the Teamsters tonight? None heard. Moving on, questions for the chief. The chief's report was emailed out earlier today. Anyone have any questions? Chief, would you like to make any comments?
Yes, sir, I would. Couple things. We have a lot happening, a lot going on, and I'm not gonna go over every single one. One item I'd like to make a correction on is on the medical reporting tablets. Martin Paeta is working really hard, and I didn't mention him there. And he's working with IS Outsource, so thank you, Martin. Really appreciate it. The other is, I always like to mention about an incident that we have had, or you know, what we do. And Ryan, can you, I know you're out there, Ryan, can you talk to us a little bit about the fire today, please?
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Good? Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Chief. Just want you guys to know that our members, with a strong partnership with all of our regional departments as well, came together today. We had a fire commercial confirmed, so a fire in a confirmed commercial occupancy in the Maltby area, large building that started in a hopper where they do some kind of manufacturing of log homes, and it extended to the roof. And our members and Bothell, City of Woodinville, South County, all responded. It got bounced with a second alarm, so I want to say that there were about 18 pieces of apparatus there. The initial companies were met with heavy fire and smoke from the roof. BC Demanda, who's one of our newly promoted battalions, was the incident commander, did a fantastic job. And I just want to report that the men and women served us proud in the community and saved a significant amount of damage to a building as they aggressively fought that fire well. The flames were extinguished within about 30, 35 minutes. And so those guys did a really good job today. So I wanted to give those guys a good kudos that what we do, what we practice, what we train for, those guys performed extremely well today.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yep.
That's all, Commissioner Waugh.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody have any questions for the Chief on the Chief's report? Moving on to the consent agenda, I would ask a motion for that. In relation to benefit vouchers 20-02411 through 20-02418, in the amount of $569,083.07, along with AP vouchers 20-02419 through 20-02509, in the amount of $153,167.40, and approval of the payroll of September 15th, 2020, in the amount of $1,135,819.85, along with the approval of the minutes of September 10th, and an email correspondence in relation to a local family off 45th that was sent out in an email. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Jim?
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? No discussion heard. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Roy?
I guess I forgot I was going to do that backwards, wasn't I? Going to ask for any of...
Yeah.
I'll work on that one, guys. Sorry.
Never mind.
Moving on to old business. ALS agreement was in the chief's report. He continues to work on that. The logistics facility security proposal. Jamie, do you have something you want to talk to us about?
Yeah, as I put in the email that was sent out to you, that logistics, now we're coordinating all our equipment to be sent to logistics so that we can inventory and tag our assets, and sometimes we can have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment, such as bunker gear, SCBAs, things like that. And that's the old Station 74, and it's out in a residential area off 99th, off Paradise Lake Road. So anybody could break in and access it and load their truck up with probably not much concern. So we mentioned it to you guys a couple months ago, and then we've been on the quest to use the MRSC Small Works roster and get four quotes for fencing. We're going to put a 6-foot fence on the sides and then the front. We'll have an automatic gate and a couple gates for people to walk through on the sidewalks. And then we also got quotes for a security system that would have motion and cameras. There'll be cameras on all four sides. So we have that before you. And the fence quote is, we got four quotes. The cheapest one was from NPR Fence in Lake Stevens for $26,066.04. All of the quotes required that we run electrical to the gate, so we had our electrician give us a quote, and that was $3,900. And then for the security system, B&H Fire and Security overall as a package was the cheapest. They're actually the company that does all our fire alarm systems. For to install the alarm system with cameras and motion sensors and two keypads would be $6,850 plus tax, and then his monitoring fee was $25 a month to monitor it. Any questions?
Any questions for Jamie, Chief Silva? So this is a discussion item tonight. We can move that into an action item at the next meeting if anybody wants to address that and reach out to Chief Silva with any questions and or any opposition to it. You can get back to the chief. Okay?
Thank you.
Moving on to Mill Creek Contact. Chief, you have any comments?
Yes, Commissioner. So received word from the city manager that they'd like to proceed with bringing the committees together, their council member team, public safety team, committee, and then our commissioner group and staff to begin discussions on the Mill Creek contract. There's a document that I sent you a couple times, one right before the meeting tonight, that highlights our strategy. And I think we have a deadline of October 1 to, you know, if we haven't been able to engage in some good discussions or make some headway, then it's probably a good idea for us to issue a formal letter to Mill Creek stating that the district intends to exercise termination of the agreement per the agreement. It would also say something like, we want to continue services, we want to work with you to negotiate a new contract, but the, you know, essentially the way the contract is today, we want to give notice for its expiration in 2022. But I think the challenge has been, it's been challenging to communicate, and I think we're at the point where we need to send a letter, official letter, to help move things along.
I think the board has discussed that in past meetings, and unless there's any objections to that, the chief can proceed with that.
Great, and then I'll be...
Thank you, Chief.
I'll be reaching out to get some help from Brian to make sure all of our ducks are in a row. So, thanks, Brian.
Moving on to the next discussion item in the packet, there's a revision and a... we also had an email update on Station 83 bedroom kitchen update.
Can we take that one, Chief?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jamie. I want to, first of all, back up a little bit. Jamie, I want to thank you for your hard work on that, as well as the logistics facility, making sure that we have the best facilities, the safest facilities we can for our folks. I appreciate your work working with Dave Fergus on this project to get a bedroom and a little facelift on the kitchen to make the space more livable for the firefighters at 83. So I'll let you go ahead and present, Jamie, please.
Okay, so originally we were just gonna do a bedroom, and Bryce Fergus Miller gave us a scope of services that was for $29,900, but that included engineered plans that we could use to go out to bid. But then we decided, if we're spending that much, let's look and see if there's some other things we can do to make that station a little more livable. So what they've done is kind of take a step back, and for $12,962 is the new scope of services we've given you. They'll come out and do an on-site visit. They will bring their mechanical, electrical, plumbing consultants from Snyder Byers out, creation of a marked-up PDF drawing for proposed scheme that meets the functional and operational needs for the model, for the remodel. Review of the plan with us as the fire district, and revisions as requested. And then once we accept the plan, they will send it out to be cost estimated. So with that, for $12,962, we're kind of looking at the scope of work, there's some cabinetry and some different things we're gonna do in there. Then we can decide if we wanna move forward and what we wanna do, we'll at least know the cost. So I would recommend we'd accept this. The crews at Station 83 are the ones that actually put together the ideas, sent those to me, and I forwarded those to Edmund Anima from Rice Fergus Miller, who's our project manager. And I don't know if anybody from the Capital Facilities Committee wants to weigh in, or anybody has any questions.
Yeah, this is Bill. This is one of those things that has to be done. Something to make that facility livable. Recommend that we move.
This is Randy. If I understand Bill's intent, I am with him and would like to move this to an action item, and I'll make that motion.
Bill, I'll second it.
So we have the resolution for Station 83 to move an item, and a second. Any discussion on that? None heard. Anyone not in favor? Motion carries. Would someone, we'll move that down to an action item. We'll have one other item move to an action item in just a few minutes also, and that will be the name change timeline. We'd like to move that into an action item tonight when we get to it. Thank you very much. Moving on with the Snow 911 Tower Agreement, Chief.
Yeah, we have that on the agenda. Just want to, we're working on it, carrying it forward. We, Commissioner Waugh, really appreciate your comments, catching the fact that we want to make sure that the district has the ability to make changes to the property after the tower is in. So we're working through that right now. Brian's helping us out. And also we'll probably be engaging our architect to take a look at things to make sure we can do what we need to do with Station 83 after a tower is put in. So we think we can do it. We just want to make sure that it's it goes in a spot that we can function in down the road or make changes.
Thank you. Moving on to the shop committee proposal in regards to a short-term FTE. Is Chief Guptill there?
He sure is. He's right next to me. Again, appreciate his work and background on this for the shop, and I'll let him lead the presentation.
Thank you, Chief. So the shop committee folks will recall we had a discussion at the last meeting about a short-term need in the shop. The purpose of this temp employee will be to assist in the shop with really all tasks, but the additional hours are going to be focused around the installation of all the new mobile radios that we have coming up with the new radio project. So what we're asking for is to begin the recruiting process and interviews and background to be able to hire an apprentice mechanic for a period of at least 4 months with possibilities of extensions that will come back to the board after the 4 month period and kind of see where we're at with the project as well as other needs in the shop. Right now we're looking at losing a journeyman mechanic to for having some surgery, so he's going to be out for a little while. So the shop is in what I've always liked to refer to as a comfortably backlogged position now. We never want to be sitting around without work to do. We don't have that problem right now. We have a backlog of work. So this position will help us not only with the radio installations, but also with getting caught up on some of the PM stuff that we're falling behind on. So I believe you got the proposal that I sent to the shop committee. I heard back from Bill Snyder and Randy Woolery from the shop committee supporting the proposal. Again, we discussed this at the last shop committee meeting as well. So that's the proposal and what we're looking for. Whenever you're comfortable, is permission from the board to move forward with the recruitment of the position.
Randy Woolery, you're here. What do you want with this?
I'd just like to add my support to Chief Guptill and his proposal. Everything's looking really good financially in the shop and work-wise, and with the radio installations coming, the timing is perfect. So the shop committee did meet on this, and we do support this presentation or proposal.
So are we going to move this on to an action item next meeting?
Is this something that we can move to action tonight, or does it just need board approval?
We need board approval, whatever the board would like to do.
So I'd move that we move it to an action item tonight.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded that we move this to an action item. Any discussion? Anyone opposed to moving it to action? So moved unanimously. We will move that to an action item. Moving on to name change timeline review, I think, Heather?
Commissioner, before Heather goes, I'd just like to give a little intro. Want to thank Heather, Chief Dorsey, and many others for working really hard on developing a plan and a timeline and a budget for the name change. It is palpable in the organization the desire for us to move and adopt our name and to move forward. And so, really appreciate what they've put together. Very professional, very well done, and I just want to thank them for their hard work.
Thanks, Chief.
You're on.
Am I good to stand here? I'm trying to find myself.
Yeah, please do. Okay. Please do.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Maybe switch the display settings so we're sharing the screen. Up at the top. One more. There we go. Nope, here, right there.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Swap. Okay, thank you so much for allowing me to present tonight, commissioners. And so, there we go. In your board packet, you have a couple of documents from us. One of them is going to be the proposal for the timeline. And so as Chief O'Brien was saying, last board meeting, you guys approved the new logo, and the excitement in the organization is really high right now. And so people are really excited to get moving on to who we are now, dissipate any confusion that we have as to who we are, and then also roll it out to the public because we're proud of what we've developed and what we're becoming. So as you can see in the timeline and in the budget, our budget goals were to present a uniform brand to our community, present a single brand that creates unity not only within the organization, but then, like I said, it is presenting it to the community to give us a new identity. So in essence, we're taking known agencies and we're creating something brand new. So to be able to capitalize on that opportunity and excitement to present to the community our new brand is key for us connecting them to who we are. So our District 7 residents need to know that they are now Snohomish Regional Fire and Rescue residents. And so then when it comes time...
Did it disconnect?
Yeah, something disconnected.
Oh, that sounded so good.
Yeah, I think you closed.
Hey there, we somehow get tested.
Maybe it's on record.
Pause.
Okay, we'll figure it out here. So you lost audio. Can you see us? Okay. Do you see the other?
No, I think you closed Bluetooth out. So we'll just.
No, I didn't close it, but.
Okay, we'll work on getting it back up. Okay.
Recording is on.
Okay, it sounds good. All right, thanks. We'll do our best.
They're working on getting it back. They left the meeting.
Can you hear us now?
I think we had this problem last time they put the PowerPoint up. It's up somewhere.
Someone is probably seeing it somewhere on the internet, yes.
Can you see us?
I can see Chief and Heather back on there.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us yet?
Evan, you worked on this.
There we go. Can you hear us now?
Oh. There we go.
Okay.
So they were going to ask me to present, Heather, so good job.
Oh, dear, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
so where we left off is just creating our new brand and presenting it to the community so they connect our old agencies with our new name, something brand new, because that's going to be really key in times when we go for voting, okay? So as you can see from the timeline, we are proposing... a much quicker timeline to get that rolled out. And so in the timeline, we want to capitalize on Fire Prevention Week because there's already a lot of focus on fire districts during that week. And so we're proposing on rolling it out to the community on October 10th, which is the last day of Fire Prevention Week, which is all the public facing stuff. So, and then working from there and then hopefully having the rebranding done by end of June 2020. This is not advancing. Can you just click forward for me? It would be super awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. Nope, that one.
Nope, sorry.
All right, so we've broken it up into two different phases. So. Phase one is going to include all the items necessary to go live to that October 10th date, and it goes from starting today, if board approves, to December 31st. And that is going to include new t-shirts for the crews, so then they can start presenting themselves to the community as Snohomish Regional Fire and Rescue. But that's a lot of the back work is going to be the digital side of things, the press releases, the social media presence, and videos with the chief and all of that. So then October 10th, that's who we are. Phase two is intended to be implemented over time, and that is going to be January 1 to June 30th. And that's going to be more the intensive station signs and rig decals, all of that. But you'll see in the budget, it's also, there's a section that says phase one and two, and that's because some of the rig decaling is going to take a long time. So we propose we start that as soon as possible so we have a longer period of time to be able to roll that over. Next slide, please. So budget numbers are phone quotes, past invoices. So we have done a lot of research and dug into what it took last time. It's a comprehensive list, and we also put in a 10% contingency into the budget just for those random things that pop up, because we know that that can happen.
Heather, can I stop
yes,
for a second?
Yes, please.
I want to add to this, the contingency. This project is like a remodeling project on an older home. There's a lot of costs that we may discover going down the road. We don't want to. We don't want to go into the 10% contingency, but we want to be realistic and we want to be transparent to say we may have to. We'll be talking with the board and communicating about any changes or about any hurdles that we come up with. But we appreciate them, you know, that and it's, and so that's what that's about.
Yeah. So, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Next slide for me, please. Okay, so as I was saying, phase one is primarily focused on the public-facing changes. Uniform updates, so that's our patches being ordered, community connection to the new brand, vendor connection. We have a lot of vendors out there. We need to start changing over our names and databases, and names and accounts, and getting our logos out to them as well, so then they can start connecting us to that. And the budget for phase one that's proposed is on your screen right there. Phase two, go ahead. Next slide for me. Phase two is primarily, they're more the capital-oriented, public-facing. So like I said, station signage. Although in the budget for that immediate change for the name, we did propose to do some vinyl banners to put on the stations. In that interim process, so then the public really does see that there's this change being made and there's a connection further made. Public education signage and redesign to the website, that's all encompassed in phase two. And then next slide. Phase one and two is that apparatus rebranding, which is going to be a little bit more labor intensive, but the goal is to have this all changed out during preventative maintenance and work with that, and so we can have that larger time frame to get it rolled out. Next page, please. So we're really confident that this budget does achieve the primary goals that set out to create the excitement rebranding internally with our firefighters and our staff, so we keep moving towards that goal of being one team. But then it also meets the goal of becoming our new brand to our community. So they can start connecting that. There's a lot of legwork that will need to be done with creating that new brand. And so the more that we can get a big excitement surrounding it, the more impact we'll be able to have. So that's what we have. Thank you. Questions? Please don't tell me that he didn't hear
any of it. So the one issue regarding the name change is that there is a timeline to meet with the open houses and stuff like that. I would ask for a motion to move this to an action item.
So moved.
So moved.
Bryce, second.
It has been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
This is Randy. I appreciate all the work that's been done here. The board was divided over spending this money now. My own position as commissioner is please keep an eye on this. I just plead with you, do not let these numbers go up. I understand the importance. I heard it in the stations. The guys all want to be in the same t-shirt. I get that. I understand your needs as a public educator, but for the sake of those of us who thought this was ill-advised, please do not go over this budget. I find myself in a weird position because I voted against this, but I don't want to make a second mistake. And every consultant, Dr. Sikora included, said if you're going to do it, get it done. So I find myself in an odd position now of saying, I thought it was ill-advised, but if that's the will of the board, then let's get it done. So let's stick to the timeline. But I just want to go on record of saying, do not go over this budget. I don't want to answer the taxpayer for not only why did we spend this money now, but oh, we have to spend more than we thought. So good job including a contingency. Please stick to this budget.
I'd like to add something to the discussion. We already have budgeted money for a lot of these things in 2020. So this isn't additional spending. It's spending that we've already budgeted for this year. If it doesn't get spent until 2021, one of the things that we'll do is encumber the funds for some of those costs that we haven't yet incurred and move those into 2021. What Heather and Scott have done actually here is they've put together a budget that's less than what we have in our line item. So they've done a remarkable job.
Camille, I do not dispute that at all, and thank you for the clarification. And I understand on paper and in the financial realities that may be the case, but in the time I've been on the board, we've been very good about bringing project costs to the table, and a year later we're doing budget amendments. I'm just asking that we don't do that. There's a political reality for all nine of us with our constituents on what we're doing, how we're doing it, and I know that there's disagreement on the board about, I know home values are up, I know all those things, but we've got some big looming issues that are going to impact Snohomish County potentially in the next 3 months. So I'm just asking, stick with the budget and I'll just leave it there and I'll support this.
Any other discussion on moving this to an action item? None heard. Any opposition? None heard. Motion carries to move this to an action item. So that brings us to action items. The first action item that we have on the agenda is the 2020-21 resolution to surplus the laryngoscopes to Darrington Fire on page 54 of the packet. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and set. Any discussion? No discussion heard. Any opposition to this resolution? Resolution passes unanimously. Thank you.
Roy, this is Randy. Can I ask you a point of order?
Yes.
Is it too late to request that an item get moved into action? Or since we're already there, is it too late?
I'm not up on the rules.
That'd be perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, if you'll indulge me for a minute. Chief Silva and I have been working together for several months now related to the stockpiling that's going on in the fire district through my work at the county. And in new business, he's got a request for us to consider related to a pallet stacker for logistics. I would like to ask that be considered and moved into an action item tonight. He's put a lot of thought into that. The county's about to receive more stockpile items that are going to be distributed by the fire task force to the districts. And I know from bringing materials over here, where we brought in pallet racks and the stuff is going up way high. And I think both from a timing perspective and a safety perspective for his team, I'd like to see if the board would be willing to take that proposal and move it to action items so Jamie can move forward with that and try to get that thing on the scene before we start bringing in a lot more PPE that he's going to have to deal with.
If you're making the motion, I would second it.
If I could ask, if we could wait for that till we get to that business, and then we can move to an action item after we finish new business. All these other items were presented to us before.
Yeah, whatever fits and works, that's all I'm asking.
So that's, we will move that, when we get to that business, we will address that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that brings us back to the first item we moved to action, which was the Station 83 remodel. Do I have a motion to accept that?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that item? No discussion heard. Any opposition to that motion? No opposition. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Moving on to our third action item, which is the shop committee proposal for a FTE for a period of time. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We give the ability to do that hiring. Any discussion? No discussion heard. Is there any opposition to this motion? None heard. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. And finally, our fourth action item on these other transfers in, the name change timeline, starting on page 47. Do I have a motion for that?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that timeline? We already had some discussion. No discussion heard. Is there any opposition to the name change timeline? None heard. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. And thank everyone for all your hard work on all of those projects. I know it seems very simple in a resolution, but there's an awful lot of work behind the scenes to get those moving. So moving on to new business, we will have the logistics facility pallet stacker. Chief Silva on page 57 of the packet.
Yeah, so you know, we've gotten bigger and with pandemic and with us trying to keep 6 weeks of our station supplies in case of a disaster, we've had to build racking and we've rented a forklift, which costs us $190 a day plus 140 round trip for delivery. We've also had our crews that get up there and do it by hand if it's light, and that's not very efficient. So we're asking for a pallet stacker before you. We've done discussion if we really needed a forklift or not. They're about 2.5-3 times more. We have to be certified on them. And we just feel that the pallet stacker is electric. It would do be efficient for what we want. And maybe many years down the road, we would grow into a forklift, but we don't think it meets our needs right now. Any questions?
So, Randy Fay, would you like to ask something now?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to move this to an action item tonight.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on moving this to an action item? None heard. Any opposition? None heard. Motion carries unanimously. Well, while we're at it, why don't we just work on that as a motion? Do we have a motion for the proposal presented by Chief Silver?
So I move that we approve the proposal as presented by Chief Silver to purchase the pallet stacker.
In a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? I understand the need for this project, but once again, I'd like for us as much as possible to stick to costing items to be moved and presented at least 2 weeks ahead of time. I am in support of this motion, and it is needed, but a timeline for the commissioners to be able to ask questions away from a computer system, I think, is a more efficient way of being able to do business. So there is a motion on the floor. Any further discussion? None heard. Any opposition to this motion? None heard. Motion passes. Thank you very much, Chief Silver. Moving on to resolution 2020-23. This is our first read on a waiver of competitive bidding on page 58 of our packet. Ron, is Ron there to give a presentation?
Yep. Thank you, commissioners. This is a capital replacement plan for LifePak 15 monitors. Currently in the district, we have 16 monitors that are vary from LifePak 12 to LifePak 15s, with most of them being version 1 or 2, which is pretty old software in those, and they're unable to be updated. We've been having some increased technical difficulties with those, so this plan proposes that we purchase 16 LifePak monitors with the most updated software. With the plan, we also get two licensed seats for CodeStat, the newest version of CodeStat. So with doing this now, we're able to work with Stryker to lock in a price that is far less than what we've had budgeted for the capital replacement budget, which is up next year. The plan would confirm if we signed the quote, we wouldn't take possession until next year, and we wouldn't get charged until next year, so it would fall under budget restrictions. You're given the quote. I think the letter of sole providers in there, this is a pretty good plan to save us some money in the long run and keep us from having those technical difficulties. And it also standardized our life packs all the way across all three districts, or all three battalions. So, any questions on that?
So as per our policies, that will be moved into an action item for our next meeting. If anybody has any other questions on that, you can probably contact the chief. And the next item, bunking gear replacement on page 60 of our packet. Who's going to do that, Chief?
Larry and his team.
So actually, commissioners, I'm going to hand this off to Chief Lundquist and Chief Adolf. Chief Adolf has done a lot of work Chief Lundquist has done a lot of work with Brian to get everything ready for the packet. So, actually, Chief Adolf, I'll let you start off.
Oh, put me on the spot, I see.
Yeah,
you're right. So we started this process early in the year, and then COVID hit, and a lot of the vendors couldn't come see us. So then when it finally started clearing up, we had five of the vendors come in to give us presentations on their gear. They awarded us with wear test gear, where members from the committee were wearing the gear. They were instructing at academies, wearing it on duty. A few sets of the gear went into live fire. We were trying to, our first goal was we wanted gear that was very mobile, lightweight, dried quickly, so it was easy to put in service. When the guys run a fire and then they have to come back and wash it, it can be back in service usually by the next shift with this newer gear. As we went through the gear, we looked at other departments around us that are also wearing it and got their input, and the committee is leaning towards, or we were recommending that we purchase the Lion brand gear. It did have the most mobility, and our training is a very aggressive fire department with the nozzle forward, the ladder work we do, and this gear just allowed it. It gives the guys that much more athletic fit. So it was a nicer gear. And now with a lot of the departments in the region between Olympia and us, there's quite a few wearing it, so there's really great customer service. We've reached out to Northwest Safety Clean. They had no outstanding problems with Lion gear, either on the customer service side or the durability. So our recommendation is that we purchase Lion bunker gear.
Any questions?
And I'll add on to that, Commissioner. So the next step that we did was to look at the department, Puget Sound, who had already gone through a competitive bidding process for the bunker gear. And Chief Lundquist was worked on a co-op agreement, or getting the information for a co-op agreement to sign between the two departments. So Chief Lundquist, if you could just give him a quick update on that part of it.
First, I'd like to say thank you very much to our attorney. Brian, you were very instrumental. I'm sorry that I bothered you as much as I did on Monday and Tuesday with massive amounts of emails back and forth. But, the way that it's presented right now is every time we exceed a certain amount of money to buy structure gear, we've got to go out to bid. And what Evan has suggested and his team with wanting to have the Lion gear is to piggyback off of an order and a spec that had already been done by Puget Sound Fire Authority in 2018. So with the help of Brian, we were able to put a memo and an ILA together and sign it so that we would be able to piggyback off of Puget Sound Fire Authority's bid process that they did back in 2018. And that we would be able to purchase gear off of that bid without going through a bidding process. So that's what's been presented tonight. We are so lucky and fortunate that we work in an organization or in a region that really pushes the safety component, and that we have two sets of bunker gears for all of our men and women in the field. And so a lot of this gear right now, we have 90 sets of gear that are going to expire at the beginning of 2021 as a second set of gear. And so that was kind of the catalyst to getting the committee together over the summer and coming up with, when we need to purchase that many more sets of gear into the future, as we are an organization now of 240 on the line, 205 or so have two sets of gear. You're looking at a lot of sets of gear, so that's why the committee got together and tried to come up with what they wanted to buy into the future. And so what Evan's presented tonight is what we were going to purchase in 2021 and into the future, so that we can get our men and women who are protecting the community the gear that they need.
Just one clarification, Ryan. You said we're buying the gear in 2021. The first 90 sets are in the 2020 budget.
Okay. sorry, my bad, yes. We did budget already in 2020 for 90 sets of gear.
Any questions for staff on this one? So, from some old contacts I have, I will be reaching out to Evan Ryan as per mission from discuss this with the chief, Dr. Christine Baxter, who is running the research at NIOSH currently, is an old friend of mine. And I just want to be sure that there isn't any new upcoming research on permeability issues that Lion and other vendors have had in regards to cancer in firefighters. So I will be reaching out to as soon as she gets back to me. I emailed her today. And so I just want to be sure you guys have all the information you could get, because she'll probably discuss things with me off the record. So this will be an action item then next meeting. Is that right? All right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for everybody's hard work.
So, Commissioner Watt, can I add something to that?
Yes.
So turnout gear does have about a 90-day turnaround, and with COVID, we're hoping 90-day turnaround. The longer we delay, we will be setting our firefighters up to where they do not have backup bunker gear. And a lot of the 90 sets are technically already expired, because they expired in the third, fourth, fifth month of the year. And they're using that as their backup now. A lot of it expired in March and May. So again, the longer, if we're waiting another 2 weeks, we're going to be into January, almost February, before we get this gear.
I guess that makes me look like the bad guy, doesn't it?
No, I just want you to have all the information, and I understand looking out for our safety, and you know.
So,
go ahead.
If this is if this is in the budget for 2020, and it was a line item for the budget, why did it come before the board?
I believe because we're hoping to not go through the bid process, because we're switching vendors. Is that right, Chief Huff, Chief Lundquist?
Yeah, we're just asking the board's approval for the chief to sign into the interlocal agreement with Puget Sound Fire for the co-op purchasing.
To refresh your memory, a couple of years ago, we passed a resolution for a different brand of bunker gear, and it was a sole source purchase arrangement. So in order to not have to purchase that other bunker gear, we need the resolution to purchase this other brand, this Lion brand. Otherwise, we're still stuck with the old brand.
Evan, this is Randy. In Lion's presentation, did they address the permeability issue or what?
You know, currently they all have the way the bunker gear is made, the outer shell and the inner shells, there's two textile companies in the United States. Everything comes from the same place. Now, what they're starting to do is add particulate barriers, which aren't a requirement through NFPA. They're not even a recommendation yet. We did get one of our wear trial sets, had the particulate barrier in the jacket and in the pants. One of the biggest spots that firefighters get their cancer through is in the crotch area, so it has almost like a bikini type material in it when you open up the pants. The biggest comment about the people that have worn that stuff is that you get very overheated in it, because the reason it doesn't allow the cancer stuff in is it also doesn't let the air out. And it is new technology in the fire service, and it hasn't been perfected, and I would highly recommend we don't even look at it until it's been tried and tested in the fire service for a while, or made as the standard. We are upgrading. We've upgraded our hoods. Those are more of a particulate barrier, and we get a lot of our cancer in through the the skull. So we're doing what we can now, but with the bunker gear, with that barrier in it, it's just, the firefighters get very overheated. And, you know, if you want more protection, you give up mobility and the gear starts weighing more. So there's always this battle between what's most important. And the committee was thinking, the more mobile gear, we're in and out quick, instead of being delayed. And with the gear overheating it, bigger than the cancer, the fire service deaths or heart attack, which a lot of times is related to stress, which is related to overheating.
Thank you. So what would the board like to do?
I make a motion we move the request for a resolution to an action item.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We move the replacement bid to an action item. Any discussion? None heard. All those, is there any opposition? None heard. The motion passed unanimously.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. And you know, Commissioner Waugh, if you do find out other information, this resolution had a part of it in the resolution was every 5 years we would be looking into the newest, latest, greatest technologies and turnout gear. So if something else comes up, we can go through this process again.
But wait, don't get too excited, Evan. We only moved it to an action item.
Oh, I've already spent the money.
Nice knowing you.
Okay, now do I have a motion?
I see Wolverine's lips moving.
Troy, so moved.
Okay. Second. Troy made him and seconded. It's been moved and seconded. We authorize the signing of the change in bids for bunking gear. Any discussion? None heard. Any opposition to this motion? None heard. Motion passes unanimously.
So now I can say thanks and buy my gear?
Welcome back, Evan.
Thank you.
Moving on to committee reports. I think the first committee report, we had a labor management committee. There was a good interaction on topics that Chief Huff had presented to the union. They worked out a bunch of those issues. It was very cordial and I think good progress. Thank you very much, Chief Huff. Randy Fay, do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
Contract bargaining. Well, I guess that's me again. We have an executive session in the agenda, but I don't think we need it because there hasn't been any movement in addition to what we've discussed in the past. And we'll need an executive session after our next meeting because it will be past the third meeting for new additions to the negotiation. So I think they're moving along quite well. Once again, Chief Huff and his team have done an amazing job. My hat's off to him. Capital Facilities. Bill, you had a meeting.
Yeah, you pretty much have got everything we talked about already as we move forward on some of those issues. Jamie, you got anything else?
I had one thing. The Capital Facilities Comprehensive, that you guys approved task one of that. We actually will be meeting Rice, Ferguson, Miller and their structural and engineers on October 28th and 29th and start our tours through the facilities. That's all I have to add.
Anybody have any questions for any committees? None heard. Moving on to other meeting attended. There was no Snow 911. Any other regional coordination meetings? None heard. Snowell meeting, Randy Willery, you put out a notice?
Yes, just a reminder, it comes up awful quick this month because the first Thursday is on October 1st, and Randy Fay has secured the county assessor and is working on the county treasurer. The topic's going to be revenue sources and questions of that nature. If anybody has a question, they can forward to me. We'll get it there, just kind of keep everything moving along. Otherwise, there's been a lot of positive feedback from the Snohomish and Island County commissioners who have been attending, that they like the format, and a special thank you for Steve Guptill, didn't even flinch when I said his name, for arranging the Blue Jean meetings for us. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you. Anything for the good of the order from anyone? Well, that brings us to our attendance check. I hope everyone will be available for the October 8th meeting on your local computer via Blue Jeans. And that brings us to the end of our regular board meeting. I thank everyone for taking the time to be with us this evening. And everybody be safe. We're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Recording has